When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, beautiful human. Thanks for tapping on our conversation with Olivia O'Brien. I really appreciate it. Subscribe to our podcast. Share it with those you care about. You know that we have a lot to discuss. Episode season one and two. That's her two-part album. We'll get into that. We're going to eat some cookies, talk to Logan Paul, and a whole lot more. Here we go. Well, hello, beautiful human. I'm Zach. That's Dan. And we welcome back to the studio, Olivia O'Brien.
Just woo! Yeah, okay. That's enough.
This is the applause that's going to be coming at you when you're on tour, on stage, in front of the people.
It is. I'm really excited.
Bringing them season one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done with season two?
Season two has been done.
Oh.
I don't know if we talked about this last time because I don't think it was even happening last time, but basically my label is going through some transitions.
That is correct. You're about to have a new head of your label.
Yeah.
One of the guys.
Two new heads, yeah.
Yes. And they're going to share the role, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys is coming from Columbia, and I kind of know him loosely, but he's a very smart guy with a really good set of ears. What's going on?
What?
What happened? Your label's going through transition.
Oh, yeah.
Did you zone out?
No, yeah. So the president left, and along with him left, like, a bunch of people also at the label left, like, half of the people that I've been working with since I was, you know, since I first signed there. So it's just going to be, like, basically a brand new team. My A&R is still there and, like, a couple other people. But,
are you nervous?
I'm nervous, but I've been through this before. Like, this is already the second president I've had since all of this. And, like, I lost my first A&R. I lost one of my managers. Like, it's pretty common for things like this to happen. You know, it's the industry. Like, people find new jobs and new things, and they move on, and you can't just, like, rely on having the same team your whole life. So I'm getting used to it now. But it's frustrating because when I first put out season one, I was like, oh, great, so I'm going to put this out, and then in a couple weeks, I'm going to put out season two. And then right when everything was about to happen was right when Darkest left, and when everything... I was like, oh God, like, I don't know what's going to happen now. And now it's like, I can put out music if I want to, like, I could totally very well put out my next part of the project, but I don't want to do that without knowing that my team behind me is really solid and they're going to, you know, promote me and ride for me the way that, you know,
Yeah, totally. And it's a team effort. Like, this is your art. These are extensions of yourself. I was listening back to season one in preparation of this conversation, and it is incredibly personal art that you make, and I'm assuming season two is similar to that.
It is. It's very similar. All the songs, again, it's like each one is very different from the next, but they kind of tell the same, like, story as the first half, so, like, each one has its, like, counterpart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But a lot of the songs on season two I've had for like 2 years, so now I'm like, by the time this comes out, I'm gonna have had them for like 3 years.
But is there a part of you that maybe thinks, do I go at it from a different angle? Do I keep creating and maybe...
I am still writing, but that's what... I know a lot of the songs, like the songs that are like the single thing, like the songs that my label thinks are going to be the singles and whatever, those ones, I know they're really good and I know I have to put them out, but at a certain point, you just get tired of them. It's like I have these new songs that I'm making that I'm like, wow, these are amazing. They're not necessarily better than the other ones, but I don't want to not put out songs that I know are really good that we've been waiting for the right moment to put out, which is like what I've learned is never wait for the right moment to do anything. Do it, because it's just gonna get pushed back more and back more, and then it's just gonna ruin everything, because that's happened to me so many times. So I'm just gonna try to get everything out as soon as possible. So the new presidents start in January, so I'm like, hopefully as soon as possible we get this out and we do it, and then right afterwards, I'm putting out all the other new stuff that I have.
And by the way, like, is there ever really a right time, or does the right time find it if it's the right piece of art?
I always thought that. I always was like, what do you mean the right time? Like, let's just do it. If it's a good song, like, if people like it, it shouldn't matter. Like, I always think back to I Hate You, I Love You.
I was just going to say, like, there was no right time for that song to come.
Exactly. And when we put it out, it took a year or almost 2 years for it to really peak and for it to be at its highest point at radio and all that stuff. Just because you put something out at a certain time, it might not be the right time. It'll find its right time. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, Truth Hurts, Lizzo. That song came out in, like, 2017. It didn't peak till, what, 2019? 20, like, that happens like that. And things are supposed to be the way that they're supposed to be. And I don't believe that art and that music is a science or, like, it's just not. People think of it so much, so often as, like, this perfectly calculated thing. You have to do the right thing every time. And from what I've seen, from what I've experienced personally, it's never that. Like, it's every time that someone tells me that it's going to be like that, it never is.
Change is good, usually.
Yes,
usually. I think this could be one of those moments. And, I mean, really, like, change is healthy, and the universe does things for a reason, honestly. So maybe there is something to waiting.
Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, remind myself that. And also, it's exciting that I'm going on tour and I get to, like, not have to worry about that stuff. For like, I'm going out for a month and, like, I did a couple shows like a month ago. I did my California shows and a couple festivals, which was really great, like, warm up to everything, and it was super fun. And I'm just excited to be on the road and not have to worry about all of the other stuff in my career, like, putting stuff out. Like, I'm just gonna be so laser focused on, like, meeting the fans and performing and, like, connecting with people. And it's just, I don't want to say distraction, because it's not a distraction. It is part of my job, but it's going to take my mind off of all that stuff. And then I'm going to come home. It's going to be the holidays. And then right after that, I'm just going to go back in with releasing and continue writing. I've been doing a couple sessions, but I'm ready for, I see, like, a clear path and I'm ready to, like, just jump in and do it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
By the way, the tour, when you were here hanging out, you were just practicing, rehearsing for it. Has it turned out the way you visioned it?
Yes, which was amazing. It was literally, so I did the first few shows in California. I think I did three of the actual set, and then I did, like, a college show at Chapman, and I did Bottle Rock in Napa. So those two were different sets, but the actual, like, show, it was nice to go out and do them before the full run, because I can fine tune everything, and I'd be like, okay, this song didn't really work in this place, so let's do this. And I had quick changes, which was so fun. I had, like, little, like, skits that I did. And I felt so much more confident on stage than I ever have in my life. And it was just, like, it was amazing. It was the best. And everyone that came and saw me, like, my friends and stuff, were telling me, like, how much better it was than before. And it just made me feel really, really excited to go back out there and have a tour that I'm really, really proud of, that I worked on in different ways. Because before, it was just like, okay, yeah, I'll have some visuals and I'll kind of bounce around. But we really put together a show, which is, like, just something I've never done before, and it feels, as an ex musical theater kid, it feels amazing.
By the way, Olivia is probably coming to a city near you, so there's a link in the description below if you want tickets. Dan, are you okay?
Yeah, I wish I went to the one in LA.
Oh, we didn't
get
invited.
Yeah.
I guess you guys lost our numbers.
That is not true.
Absolutely. Wait, true. Who invited us?
Me.
Where's what? You invited me? By the way.
Ooh.
Wait, where? No way.
The Fonda.
Yeah, I saw it happening, and I remember thinking, oh, I would have loved to have seen Olivia perform. What? Yeah. You sent me an email?
No.
A text?
No.
An Instagram message?
You can back me up with this. This is not supposed to be about me, but I think that on my close friend story, I put, would the following people like to come?
Wait, is it? I've never been invited to something via a close friend story before. What is 2021 bringing me? What the people invite people to things over an Instagram close friends?
Is you were just works? Saying that you love Max's close friend story.
I do.
So.
But what was it? Okay, now I need to know.
I literally texted Olivia and I said, I'm about to be really out of pocket and just put, like, 55 industry people on blast right now and ask them to come to the show.
Shut up.
And I was like, don't be jarred. And she's like, okay, do your thing.
Wait.
Wow.
What was it sandwiched by? Was the close friend story sandwiched by you, like, in the hospital with some allergic reaction? And then, like, you dangling from a tree or something? Like, what was going on in the, like, top and bottom of that?
I was hanging upside down on a box.
I knew it!
Whoa.
It's getting violent in here.
Jesus. I love him.
Well, if you guys want to come, if you guys want to come to another show, I'll fly you out. Let's go.
We'll make a roadway there.
Dan, he's like, yeah.
You got that money, Olivia?
I mean, it's,
you spent it all in your house.
It's not. Yeah, I spent all my money in my house and my tour. Yeah, I don't have. I mean, after a few shows, hopefully, I'll make a little bit of the money back, and then I'll spend that.
Thank you so much.
Right now, my dad's like, Olivia, you cannot spend any more money. You have paid for your whole... Because I had to spend everything for the tour when I did the first few shows. And so then this like month and a half in between, like I'm not making the money back until I go back out. So I'm like, all my money is literally tied up in this
Why
tour.
Why do you have to like, front the money for the tour? That's what I don't get. I've heard other artists say that, but like, isn't that what the point of having like labels is?
Well, you...
You make some great points, but yeah, that's I agree.
So like a promotion company will give you an advance, right? But that usually doesn't cover the full cost of getting the show up and running and to do the show that you really want to do. And
I have to get like the set and like I have to pay everyone to like work on the visuals and pay like for the rehearsals things and whatever. It's a whole thing. And I'm not an accountant. I don't know.
Well, it's going to be worth it.
It is. It's going to be worth it.
Dana spoke.
Some positivity.
Yeah. Wow. Coming from the source of positivity.
Yeah.
When I think positivity, I think Dan. By the way, you need to go see Olivia so she can make her money back.
Yeah, please.
And feed her dog.
Yeah.
Every ticket sold feeds her dog one meal.
One piece of kibble.
Seriously, there's a link in the description below, though, if you want to buy tickets.
And I see on your Instagram, I wish our TV was working, but it's not. You wear the I Love Dilfs hat on stage.
I did. Someone threw this at me on stage, and I kept it. So if you throw, I love funny hats. So if you have any funny hats, please throw them to me on stage. I will wear them, and I will cherish them forever. So,
do you actually heart Dilfs, though?
Like, we just talked about a 38-year-old man that I think is really hot.
You're right.
He's not a Dilf, but like he could very well be.
Oh, he definitely could.
You're right.
Yeah, Dilfs are cool. Like any hot people are like cool. Not cool, but like. That was not what I meant to say.
Hot people are cool.
I just mean like if someone's hot, it doesn't matter if they're a dad or not. They're still hot.
Okay, so like you're 86 years old and you happen to still be stunning. Are you in?
Yeah, sure.
Got it.
If it works.
For the experience.
For the experience. Yeah. There's definitely been some DILFs I've thought were hot. Like my friend Devin growing up, her dad was so hot.
Does she know?
Everyone was like obsessed with him. He would like, we would go to her house and he'd be like watering the lawn shirtless and he had like full abs. I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Giddy up.
Mm-hmm. And then he actually started dating a girl from our high school like a couple years ago.
That's gross.
Yeah. She was in my sister's grade, a couple years older than us, but yeah.
He needs help. Hey, beautiful human, I'm hitting pause real quick to talk about my mental health. I took control of my mental health a few months ago and my life has changed for the better. Whether you're struggling with grief, relationships, or stress, or having trouble falling asleep or meeting goals, online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own accredited therapist, and y'all could be communicating in under 48 hours. And you don't have to sit in any uncomfortable waiting room like in traditional therapy. This is all done securely online. Plus, there's a broad range of expertise available on BetterHelp that may not be available in your area. And BetterHelp is available to clients all over the world. BetterHelp makes managing and understanding your mental health easy. You can message your therapist at any time. You'll always get thoughtful and timely responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp just makes it easy. They're also committed to making sure that you find the right therapist. They want to facilitate great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if you need. And BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy. And they offer financial aid. Go to BetterHelp.com/ZachSang to join the over 2 million people who have taken control of their mental health. The time is now. BetterHelp is so popular, in fact, that they're actually recruiting therapists in all 50 states. So why not try it out? I'm proud to say this. The Zach Sang Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy right now just by going to BetterHelp.com/ZachSang. That is BetterHelp.com/ZachSang. Can I bring something up? I'm not one for like rumor and gossip, but I found myself listening to the Tanemoji podcast the other day, and
I don't know what she said, but I saw someone comment that she said something. What did she say?
You spend a lot of time with Logan Paul.
Well, he's my friend.
Okay, that's nice.
We're friends.
Yeah, that's cool. So she was just saying that she would FaceTime Logan, I guess, in the middle of a dinner, and she saw you with him.
Well, it's nice that you're not trying to hide it anymore, at least, because it seemed like before. Or are you? No, it's not, because you are frequently appearing in George Jenko's vlogs.
Yeah.
And we know that George and Logan are with each other all the time. And you just took a trip overseas to do what?
Oh, Spain or something?
No, we went to London, we went to Germany, and then we went to Iceland, and then we came home.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It was fun. It was super fun. I don't know. I was the only girl on the trip, which was like a lot. Being with all of the boys for like 2 weeks was a lot, but I love them all. Like, all of Logan's friends are like my best friends, so it was really fun. But everyone thinks that we're like dating, and all these like all this drama and weird stuff has started. But I am not dating Logan at all, like whatsoever. We are just friends. Like, but seriously.
But you can be friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And cuddle, hang out, hook up. Yes, it is a thing. I've been having this conversation all weekend. Don't you want to end up being in a relationship with your best friend? Isn't that the ideal partner? Your best friend who you also happen to be sexually attracted to?
Yeah, but I don't think Logan is the person I would want to date. I'm actually seeing someone else right now. it's new.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Do they know about Logan? No, I'm kidding.
Does
a new person like? They approve of you going on trips and stuff?
No. It started right after I got back, basically.
Got it.
But he knows about Logan, and that we like still are friends and like talk and stuff. And it's fine. We have a very complicated relationship. I think he's great and he's cool. But that's about it. He's not someone that you want to date, especially not right now. Like, it's just, and I'm like super anti-relationship. I don't ever want to date anyone. I love being single. I love being able to do whatever I want. And
but you're seeing someone.
Well, but that's the thing, is I met this guy and
it changes.
You always meet someone that you actually think you might want to date when you're like so good on your own and you're so not wanting a relationship. Like I met him when I was having like a crazy weekend with my friends where we were going out every single, we had like a bunch, it was like we had a clothing launch and then a birthday and then a concert, and we had all these things in one weekend. So we were like, let's just like go crazy and hang out and like get party buses for every day and just like have a weekend. And so I was in the middle of this crazy weekend and I met this guy, and then we started hanging out, and I was like, oh my God, like what? I like, this kid is so cool. We went on a date. He lives like, so we went to Sunset Tower. He lives like right over there, like in West Hollywood. He drove all the way to Sherman Oaks to come pick me up and drive me just back to go to the restaurant. And then at 3 a.m. drove me back home because I didn't want to sleep over. Like every single day, every time we've hung out, we've spent the last like 11 days together every single day. And he's driven me home like pays for every meal. Not that matters.
No, but
like,
he's courteous and kind and like, chivalrous.
He would like open the get out of the car and like open the car door for
me. So you're
just
telling
like little
me Logan wouldn't do that?
No, Logan would be like, get an Uber to my house if you feel like it, which is like, it's fine. We're not in a relationship. He doesn't owe me anything. Like I that's why I feel like Logan and I are, it's just a friend thing. Like we're not, it's not like that. And
I mean, if he grew up and wanted that, maybe it could be.
Maybe, but I don't know if I want that with him. Like he's just not, he's not that guy. Like meeting this new guy has just really made me think like,
what do you really want?
Like maybe I could be with someone if they are like this amazing. Yeah, he has 15 dogs and he like rescues them from being killed.
Wait, what?
The greatest thing you've said so far.
Wait, what? Who is this person? Would we know him?
No. And he is like normal that. And he is in like finance.
Oh, we love this.
Yeah, he's great.
And you hung out with him for 11 days straight and you're not sick of him? That's incredible.
Oh, you're in. You're both in. You probably are like, that's like a cool high. That's like a cool relationship.
It's
high
so fun,
on.
But then I'm like, oh my God, what if like we hang out every single day and then we just start hating each other randomly one day?
Because
we're in such a like moment right now. Like every time we go out, we're like all over each other, like very like PDA, like disgusting, which is so not me. And I never like to cuddle, but like I always want to cuddle him. He's the only guy that's ever slept in my bed at my house. I never have people sleep over in my house. I hate it. I told you about my OCD, how I'm really weird about my bed. he slept in my bed two nights in a row, and I like literally was fine with it.
What?
I know.
These are telling signs.
I know. It was crazy.
Has he seen you perform?
No. Because I haven't performed in the last 11 days.
Because you've literally only known
he
him
sent
for that
me,
long?
He sent me a giant bouquet of roses after we just... Because we were like, okay, we're having a streak. Like, we're seeing each other every single day until he just left. He's in Montana right now. But he was like, we're seeing each other every single day.
My God. Does he, like, vacation in Montana? Does he live there?
Family there.
Wow, he's rich.
Kanye West.
He's rich. Know something. Rich people live in Montana for tax purposes. And that's why you can drive around LA and see these fancy Suburbans in cars with Montana license plates on them.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
He's rich.
Well.
Giddy up. God, your dad should not worry.
Also, he basically does the same thing as my dad. He's a CFA. So, like, my dad's a CFA. And they're both the exact same height, 6'2¾", which is very weird. And then also they're both the youngest child with four older siblings.
You're dating your dad.
But they say freaky. That's a thing. Like, you always end up dating one of your parents.
That's like freaking weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he lives with 15 dogs? Wow. To have that much property in LA, he's got to be rich, Max.
Okay.
He could fund your cookie business.
It's not about that. It's not about that. He's cool.
I mean, geez. Tilt hat. Like, what is that?
Yeah. No, but he sent me a giant bouquet of roses for our jokingly 1 week anniversary. And the card was like, Olivia, like, I feel like I've known you for, or no, it's so crazy. It feels like it's only been a week. Happy anniversary.
That's really, it was really funny. Cute.
Yeah.
I like this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Have you been writing songs about it? Or are you just too consumed with his company that you have no time to write?
I wrote a song about kind of the situation of, like, realizing that you deserve better. Like, you're deserving someone like that. I don't know. It's kind of about him and kind of just about, like, I don't know. Just, like, the realization of maybe I don't want just like a stupid situationship, even though it's fun and I've always enjoyed it in the past and like it's no drama. Maybe I could want someone that like treats me nice. All my friends are like so shocked. They're like, Olivia, you deserve this. Like, you've never had anything like this before. Because normally when guys are super nice to me, I don't like them, but I actually like him, which is like just...
That's how you know.
Yeah.
Would you say like, he's the opposite of Logan?
It's not the opposite of Logan. They're both really smart and... funny and cool, but he's just like a gentleman. Like, I've never experienced anything like this in my life. So
happy for you.
Thanks.
You deserve good things.
Watch, next time I come in, I'm like, he was an asshole. I have a whole album.
I mean, that's great too.
Yeah. I told
Either
him
way,
that
this
I,
is a win.
I really want to get a divorce so that I can write a divorce album, like be like an Adele Casey Musgraves moment. So I was like, let's get married and then get divorced. And he was like, okay.
Prenup or no prenup?
We don't need to get into logistics.
These are the real questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd have to sign a prenup.
For his sake or your sake? Yeah, I thought so. I don't even know who this guy is and I know his whole life. This is great.
But it's not about that, Zach.
I mean.
It doesn't hurt though.
No, it makes... things a little bit
easier. It makes it also, it does make it a lot easier to be a gentleman when you have a lot of money to like,
yes,
send me roses every week.
Yeah. Like, it hurts
it's
a little
true.
Bit less when you can, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Chivalry is real easy when you can when afford you... that.
God. That is true.
This is exciting. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks. I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it at all because I was like.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Well, last
you guys
time
get it all out of me.
Last time after you left, you stood up and said, "Oh, that was easier than I thought," or something like that. And I was like, "Well, we can't let you get away with it this time."
I know. I'm starting to be more open with talking about what happens in my personal life because people are gonna one just like assume things and try to figure it out anyway. And like everyone like literally thinks that I'm dating Logan right now. So like if I like am tweeting like some weird like corny about like liking someone, people are gonna be like, "Oh my god, she's tweeting about Logan!" Like I just. No, like, love him so much, but, like, it's not like that.
Do you get upset when you hear that Tanamuji is fueling
Tanamuji?
That?
Tanamojo?
I love you, Tana. do you get offended when you, or like, hurt a little bit when people like that are fueling that those rumors? Well, is that speculation?
Well, I mean, she wouldn't, like, how would she know if she's not, like, asking me about it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and also, I don't really care. People are going to say whatever they want to say. Even when I do talk about my life, then they're still going to make assumptions about it. And they're still going to be like, well, she's lying, or, well, she's saying this, so she's doing that, and whatever, whatever. And I'm sure people are going to go try to figure out, like, who the new guy that I'm talking to is. They're never going to figure it out, ever. He's so low key. But
how exciting, though.
Yeah, it's great.
That makes me, I'm very happy for you.
Boys with a private Instagram.
Oh, that's how you know they're the real ones.
Next level. Mm-hmm. Next level.
You should not let him go.
I'm not.
Really? I mean, seriously, that's like a huge deal. People you date when you're a famous person, like Olivia O'Brien, if you find a good one that has a private Instagram, you know that they're in it for the right reasons.
And if they, like, he also still understands my life and, like, that I have to travel all the time for work and that I'm always busy and doing crazy, weird things. And I don't know. A lot of people, like, that's why I've always been so adamant about not dating someone that's not, like, in my industry, because I feel like they won't understand it and they will, like, get confused and be weird about it. But he, like, is around it all the time, so he gets it, which is really great. Like, he's around it, but he's not in it. And I think that's, like, something that's really great about it.
So how do you feel about going on tour so soon after this relationship starts?
I think that's part of the reason why we have been spending every single day together, because, like, I'm leaving soon, so yeah, it's gonna suck. But I mean, hopefully he'll come to a couple shows, probably like New York or something. I have two nights in New York, so like we could do that. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Also, my birthday, I'm playing a show on my birthday, so I'm trying to, like, get everyone to come to Portland for my birthday and, like, have a big thing.
I'll be looking for the close friends invitation.
Yeah, you want to come? Okay. Let's charter a jet and just get all of our friends on it. Oh,
yes, as long as Montana Dogman can, help us get there. I'll be at Van Nuys Signature Air, baby.
Perfect.
Max, you want to drive me?
To Van Nuys?
For the private jet, Max. Thanks.
Were you not listening, Max?
My new hobby when you come on the show is going to be f***ing with Max from afar. Yeah. Portland's a good city. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited.
How old are you turning?
22.
You're so young. I didn't know you were that young.
Yeah.
You've been on this show so many times, you're only 22? I'm about to walk out of the room. Really?
Yeah.
You're only 21 right now?
Mm-hmm.
You
threw your chair.
I did. Wait, that's
yeah,
crazy.
But I feel like I'm old, because when I started, I was 16. So yeah. And everyone was like, wow, you're so young. You're a baby. And now I'm like, oh, I'm 22.
Because didn't you come on our... When did... Wow.
That was only 2 years ago when she first came.
Was it in this room?
I think I was 18.
Was it in Across the Street?
I can figure this out.
No, yeah, it was
give
here.
That a Google.
Yeah.
Oh, you did have purple hair.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy. 22. You have so much life ahead. Maybe you did find the one, but if not, you have so much life left to figure it out. Holy
no, I know, but I'm like, that's why I've always been so afraid of dating. Because I'm like, I love being single and I want to have fun, and I don't want to, like, date someone and feel trapped with one person when I'm so young. But then I realized, like, if I never date anyone and then wait till I'm older,
no, you're
screwed. Then I'm screwed, because, like, why would I? Then I won't have any experience in serious relationships, and also, like, and who cares if it is the person I end up with, because then isn't that a good thing, right?
Yes, and if it's right, it's right. And also, it doesn't need to be forever.
Yeah,
if it is forever and it's meant to be forever, it will be.
Yeah, well, I used to say no dating till marriage. So, but I also don't believe in marriage, but I do believe in divorce. So it's just like, it's really confusing for me.
I have a very real fear that I'm gonna end up in numerous marriages, even though I can't even date a single person.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to meet someone, like, one day that you're, like, literally obsessed with, and you're going to marry them, and then it's just going to happen that way. Like, you don't need to, like, date a bunch of people. Like, it's weird.
There. I get that. I also got to accept things that come my way. I have a very bad problem of running away from things that could be real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody, like, comes at me and they're, like in a serious manner, I'm like, flee.
Yeah, that's me. That's why all my friends are like, I cannot believe that you're actually letting this man, like, treat you right, and you actually like him, and you're actually, like, and they see me with him, and we're, like, being cute, and they're just like, so confused because that is so not me. But he like brings it out in me. It's so weird.
That's how you know. Damn. What are you thinking, Daniel?
That's great. I think that's great. I just can't imagine having somebody live in my house for the rest of my life and share
this conversation last night. I said, if I ever get married, I need to have my own room. And he goes, yep, you can have the east wing. I can have the west wing.
Okay,
and
then that's a rich person problem. Okay.
What a life.
And I was like, how do we
I barely got a wing. My wing be broken.
Yeah. So I have to have nice. My own room for sure.
Like sharing beds with people, I hate it. Sharing a house with someone,
hate
not
it.
Into that.
Yeah.
Just Dan not. Once slept under a desk on the floor instead of sharing a bed with me.
I don't like sharing. Why would I want to share a bed with someone?
Yeah, I don't like sharing a bed with people usually either.
Yeah. Like, I like to get home from work and have no one there. I like to wake up in the morning, be by myself.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like somebody who's never had the right person next to them in a bed.
Yeah.
Do you like waking up in the morning with him there?
The answer is yes.
This is cute.
Kind of. Well, yeah.
Well, that's great. That means you found this wonderful person. I hope it lasts forever. But
it's scary because, like, I'm like, I literally was, I was not looking for someone to like be in a relationship with at all. I was doing the opposite. I was really like, I'm having so much fun, like, whatever, like,
solo.
This is always what happens to me, right? When I'm like, hell yeah, I'm doing amazing. I'm the best single person ever. I'm going to Europe and doing all this, like living my best life. And then suddenly, bam, someone that wants to date me.
But it was like a bachelorette party. It was like one last hurrah.
My bachelorette party.
There we go.
Europe with Logan Paul. It was fun though. Whatever.
It's so wild that you and Logan Paul built this relationship. It's crazy.
And he, other than I Hate You, I Love You, he inspired your most
Jocelyn. A lot of my songs. Yeah. I still send him every song I write, even if it's not about him. I just like, because I respect his opinion. Like, we have
really?
This, it's, our relationship is like, it's literally a friendship. Like, he like sends me like stuff, like asking for my opinion, stuff, business stuff. And like, he's just, I just respect, I think he's really smart. And that's,
no, he is.
Yeah. So he's always, I think I'm always going to, you know, keep him around as a friend.
So let me ask you a real question. Mm-hmm. I see that you're trying. Weren't you trying to write like a song a night or something? Or
yes.
How's that working out for you?
It was working out great for the first week. I made like 7 or 8 songs, which was cool. And then I just kind of was like, all right, whatever. Then I started getting back into real sessions. But it was a great like exercise because I hadn't sat down and written a song by myself, completely by myself, played it all by myself, recorded it myself since I was like 16, 15, 16. Like I just hadn't done it because I have the abilities now to like go meet with a producer or go into a studio and like actually make like a real song. I didn't have to, like, back when I was a kid, that's all I could possibly do was try to figure out how to do it myself. So it was nice to kind of get back to the basics and almost test myself, because I was wondering, I was kind of getting to a place where I was like, am I only writing good songs because I'm working with these amazing producers and I'll have a top liner in there with me. Like, am I still a good writer by myself? Like, could I still do it? And I kind of like fell in love with songwriting again. And I was writing, but all the songs I wrote were like so sad and slow and like just kind of the stuff that I used to do. It was like a nice like reset for me. I like to think of it as like an exercise.
No, it's really cool. It's really interesting. Like going from doing something alone in your house and then going to a giant studio with a bunch of people.
And being so collaborative.
Oh, it changes everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. Like it, and God, that reminder that you could do it alone.
It's great. It's like a confidence booster. And then totally. Like when I would make something, some of the songs like were not the best. And some of them I really, really ended up liking. And I would like play multiple. I'm like not good at guitar, but I would like play multiple guitar parts. And like they would sound good together. And I was like, oh my God, I'm literally so good at guitar. It's crazy. Like, how did I figure that? Like, I don't know like what the notes are, but I would just be like, this kind of sounds good if I play this part with this. And I would make it all sound like a song, and I would do harmonies. And I was like, and I would play it and be like, oh my God, I did all of this myself. Every single part of this, I did myself. Like, is this how Kevin Parker feels? Like Tame Impala? Like, is this how he feels when he writes this whole album and it sounds amazing? Cause like, I just made a cool song. But yeah, there's some of the songs I was like, wow, I did that. And it felt so good.
Do you think it's going to turn into something? Or are these songs just like practice, or will you take these into a session and be like, let's build this out?
Well, right now I'm still feeling kind of like when I'm going into sessions, I'm inspired and I'm ready to write new things. But I think it's a good thing to have in the vault for like if I do go into a session and I'm not feeling particularly creative that day, I can say, hey, I have this demo. Let's do something with this, or let's do something with this concept, or here you go. And then I also made like a Dropbox thing with all of the demos, and I'm going to send it to like my favorite producers to work with and see if they want to like finesse it and like make it cool. And most of them are just like first verse, pre-chorus. Like there's no second verse. A couple of them do. So it's just like a little, literally like just a snippet of something. So there's endless possibilities with what we could do with it, right? So
do you have a crew of people that you still feel comfortable working with? Like when's the last time you actually got into the room with other people?
My first sessions back in a while happened on Thursday and Friday, I want to say.
Oh,
yeah.
So really recent.
Yeah. It was a couple people that I've worked with all of them pretty much before, except for this, the first session I had was girl Tia, who did my song Now with me and a couple songs on season two. And this other writer, Maya, who I had never worked with before, but she was amazing. And then both of their boyfriends are producers. And so it was the four of them and then me in the session. I was like, is this a double date? But we wrote literally one of the best songs I've written in a very long time. I'm obsessed with it. And yeah, it was so great. Like it was one of those songs where we're writing it and every time we like sing it through, we're like, yes, yeah, we got, we were so excited about it. And it was just a great session. So I was super pumped. And then the next day, I went in with this guy, Roger, who I work with all the time. He's like an incredible pianist. He did We're All Gonna Die, Better Than Feeling Lonely, Keep It Moving, and a couple other things that I never released. But he is just like the most insane piano player I've ever seen in my life. Insane. And he has this producer that I'd never met before who's a girl, and she was incredible, just amazing vibes. And we brought in this other writer that I wrote What Happens Now with, who's also incredible. Her name's Violet Skies. And this engineer that Roger always works with, who I love, and I love recording with him. I'll record a lot of vocals for other stuff with him. So it was just like such a great vibe with all those people. And we made another song that I was obsessed with and just had an amazing day. I showed up so hungover and somehow came back to life, and it was totally fine. And it was just such a great vibe. We were laughing at everything, and it was just like those 2 days made me so excited to get back in the studio with people and collaborate again and write. And I just feel like everything leading up to it was like me being alone and doing that just made me feel more confident in my writing, and it made me more ready to go back and just do what I love to do and collaborate and make some good stuff.
Yeah, you're confident in yourself, your own ability, and makes you a better collaborator when you have confidence.
Exactly, because when I'm shy and I think that my ideas are bad, like I'm not even gonna speak. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, yeah, we should do this. Versus when I'm confident, even if I know my idea is maybe not the best, if I say something and just put it out there, then maybe the other person will be like, oh, maybe not that, but like what about this? And like just kind of you have to bounce off of each other, and you can't bounce off of each other if you think that your ideas are stupid and you're not willing to speak.
Totally.
Like, and even sometimes I'll say something stupid knowing it's stupid and just laugh about it because it's funny, and like just creates a vibe.
It's a safe space to do that.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm really excited to keep writing. I mean, now I'm about to go on tour, so I'm not going to be doing much of that, but yeah, I'm excited.
Which, by the way, see Olivia on tour. Tickets.
Buy tickets.
Click the link in the description below. What are you thinking?
Is the plan to release episodes 3, 4, 5 and whatever? Is it after 2 comes out, we switch to something new?
No, after 2. It's just season 1 and season 2. It's just like a 2-part album. And then after that, I'm like literally just going to put stuff out.
Like just...
I'm just over it. Like, let's just put this out.
Sick.
Yeah.
You know what they say, a hit song is like a tennis ball underwater. It always rises to the top.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you said that the other day.
No matter the time. It's like a Clive Davis thing.
That's a beautiful quote. I'm going to like get a shirt that says that and wear it to my like first label meeting with my president. So I'm like, hey.
Your new team.
Do you like my shirt?
And you know what? The guy, they may respect it. I don't know.
Hopefully they do. Or they'll be like, weird.
By the way, I realize.
You're dropped.
Yeah, goodbye. By the way, I realized that, like, for some reason, I had saved Logan's number under PPP. But I think the reason is we did a game once where we let each other go through our phones and call people. And I wanted to keep him private because I knew that if you randomly called him, it would be annoying to deal with afterwards.
PPP.
Yeah. So he's been PPP for a few
That's nice. Cool.
I'm not going to call him. That'd be really embarrassing. He'd ignore me. And then God forbid he answers. Then like you got. Then
I'd be like, hey, I'm talking about you again on the podcast.
Does he ever tell you to stop talking about him?
I mean, no, he like doesn't care. He doesn't care. That. I have this song that I really, really like. That's just like very obviously about him. Like very, very like details.
What kind of details?
It's called Puerto Rico.
Oh. There he goes to avoid taxes.
Where he lives. So, but he loves it. It's like his favorite song of mine. Like, and when we were on our trip, he would literally play it every 5 seconds and like sing it. He loves it. And he's like, you need to put this out. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want people like in my business, whatever. And he's like, no, who cares? Like he doesn't care because he doesn't care.
Well, yeah.
Which is another great thing about him.
But it also makes him a little bit more famous every time.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah. Like,
so
it's not.
If you don't want to put the song out because people just, you know, talk about that, why, like, you just did it. So
I know. No, I'm going out. He like convinced me. He was like, no, if you don't put the song out, I'll be pissed. So I was like, okay, because it's a really good song and I love it. So I'm putting it out and I don't care. Like,
and watch it be a hit.
Hopefully one day. But I always the other thing, like once I did start talking about him, I think I talked about this last time too, is like his like fan accounts and stuff are like, she's so annoying, all she does is talk about him. I'm like, well, people ask me about it and he's a part of my life. Like, I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want. It's not like he cares. It's not like I'm saying like, I love you, please take me back, oh my god. Like I'm literally like, I'm just being honest about like my life and relationships, and like that's what it is. It's like we're friends and it's cool, and like whatever, I can say whatever I want.
You can.
It's my life.
It's your exactly. And also like everybody is
like chill.
Yeah, freedom of speech, okay. I always do wonder, you do a lot of the other podcasts. Like, you did that, the unfiltered thing. You've done the impulsive one. Mm-hmm. I only catch clips, or sometimes I'll walk in and I'll watch Dan watching one of them or something.
Doing research?
I don't think I've ever watched one of those here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've definitely seen you watch.
Oh, no. I saw the one clip on, I saw the clip where you walked in the background of Mike on BFFs.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Yeah,
I was taking a nap. I was literally like, I get really bad jet lag and I was asleep, and Mike was doing a little podcast and he comes in and I'm dead asleep, no pants on, like in bed, and he goes, Olivia, they're doing Mary Kill and they just said you. And I was like, what? And he was like, please, can you come in? I was like, fine. I get up, I put little shorts on and like my weird hat, and I walk in, like, you know when you just wake up from like a really good nap and you're just like delirious, yeah, and you're just like not all there. And I was like, what's up? Like being so weird. And they're like, why are you here? I was like, I'm here as a part of the low gang. Like I was being so weird. And I'm like, oh. And also I was like holding, I noticed I do this weird new thing, like I don't know what it is. I think it's like an anxiety thing. Like I'll always pull like my shirt up a little bit like this, like all the time. I'll just be standing there and I'll just like do it. And I was doing it in the clip and like swaying back and forth. And I saw a video, someone posted it, and all the comments were like, why is she holding her shirt up to show her body? Like, she's such a whore. I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know I was doing that. Like, you people are so weird. Leave me alone. Stop analyzing everything that I do. I'm just existing. Anyway, I was like, I really wish that I did not do that and go in there.
What are these other podcasts like? Like, they all look like they're done in closets. Except for Logan's.
It depends on what it depends on what it is, but I just like to talk, which you guys very well know.
Oh, yeah.
I just like to talk and talk and talk. So I'll say yes to pretty much most podcasts. They're fun. Ooh. Your guys is my favorite, obviously, though, because
that's what I was looking for.
Because I've come here 4 times.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you.
You ever listen back to the stuff you say in other podcasts, or this one, and just like cringe, or like, oh, like the BFF thing, like, why the hell did I say that, or why did I tell that story?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Because when you're in the moment, you're like, oh, like, it's fine. And then I watch it later, and then I hear, like, what other people have to say about it, and I'm like, yeah, that's not good, maybe. Whatever.
It's different.
Yeah.
I think it's time for cookies.
I think it's time for cookies. I was wondering when it's going to be cookie time.
Yeah, cookie time.
All right.
This needs to be prefaced.
So.
What is Max to you?
Max is my manager and close friend.
Got it. He's also a cookie connoisseur. And really, I mean, is this the next crumble cookie that we're about to try?
Wait, welcome, what, Max Movish.
Wow.
How do I do this?
It's so unnatural. You. Here.
I'm like, not. This is. Okay. Yeah. Here.
Well, okay. So Max started making.
Oh, let's show them the cookie.
Here, here.
Let's show the cookie.
Wait, maybe you should like preface why this is happening.
That's what I was gonna get into, and then you jostled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Max started making cookies, I guess.
How much are you about to expose me right now? Because I DM'd you and told you some stuff that was going on in my life.
Well, it started as of sadness and depression, right? And it's now turned into a passion project.
Okay, the long short, if that's what you know people say. I was living in a rental house in the Hamptons for the beginning of the pandemic, and I was losing my mind, and I started baking. And I just started making recipes, and it was really fun. But I would make things for my friends, and they'd be like, "Oh, these are good. Yeah, thanks for making us food. Cool." And then I like would send people stuff, whatever. And then like 2 months ago, I was at my friend's place, Jones.
Yes.
And he had another friend over, and she was saying how good she makes like baked goods or something like that. And I was like, "Oh, like I'm really good at baking too. I make really good chocolate chip cookies." And he was like, "You've never made me chocolate chip cookies." And I was like, "I don't know. Like,
is that
why?"
How he talks?
I can't.
And by the way, Jones is not your best friend. Would you say thank you to the cookies for bringing this best friendship into your life?
Wait, no. He's
this happened later.
This happened. Oh. No, this is like 2 months ago.
Okay,
hold on. So yeah. I was like, I need to. Okay, I'll make cookies. I'll bring them over tomorrow. Like, you'll see how good they are. And then I made them. And I put them on my close friend's story.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, like, a bunch of my friends were like, "Wait, we want some." So then I was like, "Okay, I'll make more." And a bunch of people started coming over. And they were like, "Wait, these are different than the other garbage you make us eat. This is actually really amazing." And I was like, "Really? Okay." And then, like, all of a sudden, within a couple hours, my DMs were, like, flooded with people I didn't know asking me for cookies. Like, literally people I didn't know. Some people who, like, probably would like to remain anonymous that I'm not going to name drop, like, literally were DMing me being like, "I heard your cookies are really good." Whoa. And I was like, "Okay, cool." So I started, like, dropping them off to people in my free time. And then I was like, "Okay, so I guess
Are they buying them from you?
Now they are.
Wow.
Now
they are.
Selling your cookies now.
Oh, yeah, gosh. They're $5 a cookie.
What? Oh, my God. You, what is and Betty Crocker reincarnate in front of my face?
I'm not gonna lie,
but
I brought these to a couple people and they were like, "I'd be down to invest," and I was like, "Okay."
Can I have this one looks really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So then the reason that I'm here doing this and not sitting over there minding my own business is because I am friends with Zach. I still don't know which camera to be looking at. I'm friends with Zach. Friends with Zach, and I made these cookies, and he like, and I made a poll on my story, and it was like, if I sold these, would you guys buy them? And like, I don't have that many followers, but like 200 people said yes, one person said no. This wow. Zach Sang did, great. And so
Zach Sang is a hater.
So he goes on Instagram Live, and I write in his comments, and I'm like, "Zach, why won't you buy my why don't you support my cookie business?" He decides to tell all of his supporters, fans, what you call them, and is like, "Max, I know chocolate chip cookies, and I know hummus, and those are bad." Yeah, and he's like, "And those are bad cookies. Those are not good." And I was like, "Okay," and then I like brought them to a concert.
Yes.
And I like was taking videos of like how many people of my friends were like eating them in the crowd. And he's like, "Okay, maybe I'll try one."
So here we are.
So then I was like, "Okay, if you're going to try one,
I'll issue a public apology."
You will issue me a public apology if you like right them, here. But don't lie to me.
No.
Don't lie to me.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
Please.
Can I eat it?
These look like muffins.
Well, I'm not telling anybody. Okay, so.
So you would consider these cookies, though, different than the normal chocolate chip?
In my opinion.
Which one should I go for?
I'd say go for that one.
Mm. Wow, they're very heavy.
They're good.
But they are perfectly shaped.
Whoa.
Max, this is already better than the last ones.
These are like 5 pounds.
Okay, yeah,
wow.
These are all for you, guys.
Wait.
This is like 9 cookies in one. I understand why they're $5.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, tell everyone that.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
My first bite. They smell good.
Thank you.
They're crispy on the bottom.
Yeah.
The corners are nice.
Can I just tell you, I went to a movie premiere last night, got home late, and
I made them for us.
I literally, what did I say to you? She texted me at like 11:30. and was like, what are you doing or something? And I was like, I literally am in the kitchen baking right now.
I was worried. I saw
baking cookies for Zach.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I saw you at the movie premiere and I was worried that you weren't going to bring the cookies. I was like, oh my God, I hope he gets time.
Hold on. He was there with some girl.
Mm. Okay, and?
Hmm. Whoa.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep.
The butter is where your secret lies.
No, there is a secret recipe, and that I'll reveal on Shark Tank.
Wait.
They're really good.
Thank you. Really?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Oh, I prefer good. The edges to the middle.
It's almost.
I recommend doing a pull. Like, they're not really warm, but so you can see the inside and, really kind of get to that point. Mm. Yeah.
The middle is kind of like doughy still, uh-huh. but not in a bad way.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Mm.
So anyways.
They're really big.
Yeah.
Have you tried to make a cookie that's not chocolate chip yet?
Oh, yeah. I did a tasting. She came to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like some peanut butter ones?
I'm workshopping a bunch of other flavors. Mm.
What's the name of your business?
I really don't know yet. And like, it's really annoying that I'm like obviously making like a public moment of my cookies and I literally have absolutely no plan.
Can we do some ASMR?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's harder when you do it.
Wait, what were you going to say? I was with who last night?
No, that girl that made it. Some girl made a TikTok with Max and all the comments. Not all the comments, but there was a comment with like a lot of likes. It was like, is that Olivia O'Brien's manager? And I was like, Max.
That's my identity.
Mm-hmm. You're about to be Olivia O'Brien's manager who also makes cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Call Olivia O'Brien's manager's cookies.
Well, that's kind of fire. That's kind of fire. Will you be in like the ads for it, though?
She'll only take 15% of your cookie business.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. So that's the story. And
this is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Considering that you were slandering my name.
And here, a public apology.
How do you know where to look?
I mean, it's a camera.
There's 15 cameras in this room.
This one's obviously pointing at him. You also
don't. You don't have to look at a camera.
But I do look to camera sometimes.
Oh.
You really don't look at me in this room, do you?
No.
This is wild. Sorry. Yeah, keep going. No, please talk about them.
I would like to apologize to Max Movish and his cookies, chocolate chip cookie in particular. They're very good. I think there's something to the size, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Size matters.
It really does.
Dan's heard that many times. but really, well done, incredible cookies, both crispy and doughy.
Mm-hmm.
And really buttery.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a real, I mean, the butter seems premium.
There's something going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this.
Do you use shortening?
No.
It's butter.
Not only. I'll tell you off camera what it is.
Wow.
It's not like a poison, but like.
You're poisoning us right now.
Gelatin?
But I did, you know, like this was a workshopped recipe for a while. This was like a science experiment that you can eat.
Olivia, you said you had notes after the last cookie of it you ate.
My notes were, I thought they were a little bit too doughy. Like, he could have left them in a little bit longer just to let the top and the bottom crisp a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the notes perfectly.
Hmm. Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you. Maybe you'll now stop telling me that I'm in a mental hospital on my Instagram. Because I'm being productive with my free time now.
Yeah, can I invest?
What?
Can I invest in your cookies?
Yeah.
No, are you actually going to take cookies seriously?
Look, here's the thing. I really don't know. Like, I'm down to, like, right now I'm down. Like, people DM me and I'm like, yeah, take a cookie. Like, this is cool. Like, I've had literally random... like people I've like admired reach out to me being like, here, buy your cookies. And then what? I
celebrities,
a couple. And and I was like, yeah, like that's so cool.
Oh my God, call it celebrity cookies.
And then you can have different cookies named after different celebrities.
The bio is celebrity cookie connoisseur, like celebrity baker. Baker to the stars.
Baker to the stars.
Has made cookies once. but no, right now it's like, it sounds really cool to do, but like, I like do have a full-time job. And
it's me.
And And like right now, I like do it on the weekends when I have time. Or right now, I did it at 11:30 p.m. last night.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no prob. this really quite an honor to be sitting here. But
how does it feel?
I feel like myself, but also like a character of myself. And I've become really cognizant of my voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you become like super aware of everything.
I have a failed podcast. It's not failed. It's on hiatus. But like,
Do you want to promote that?
It's
here?
No,
because we haven't done anything for a year and a half. But it's just like so different when you're like on one where you're like, wow, actually a lot of people may listen to this one.
I was a listener of Wee Illy.
You were on my show.
I was on his podcast.
You really will do anything, won't you?
Guys, when I asked her to come to the cookie night thing, like, when I asked her to come to the cookie tasting, she was like bailing on it for like 2 hours, and then she showed up, and I was like, "Oh, I'm glad you're here." And she was like, "Yeah, I just did it because I didn't want you to be upset for a week."
Oh my god!
I didn't want him
great
to be
hanging
sad.
Out with you.
I didn't want him to be sad.
And then she was like, "I didn't want you to cry." And I was like, "I've literally already cried too much today." And you're like, "That's concerning, Max." And I'm like, "No, it's fine."
No, I didn't say that's concerning. I was like, "That doesn't make me feel better." Like,
oh, whatever.
Would you cry over that day?
What did I cry over that day? It's been a weird summer.
I sent him this one song that I wrote like a while ago that's going on season 2, and it's really, really sad. And for the first like week that he heard it, he every single day he would go on a walk in Santa Monica, like on the beach, and send me like a photo of him bawling his eyes out listening to this.
Okay, to be fair, I was on like crazy medication because of my like lung damage I got from a hike.
Oh my god, that's
yeah,
from a hike.
Max gets the most random illnesses and ailments. And if I were you, I wouldn't take a smidge of a step outside of my comfort zone.
Why?
You go to Mexico, you get parasites that lay baby parasite eggs inside your body.
And then you can't wear hats for 15 months.
Okay.
You go on a hike for like the first time in your life.
He has to have surgery.
I do have to have surgery.
He has to have surgery.
That's insane.
Anyways, I know, but you know what? I'm along for the ride. And I had I was coming off of steroids and I was like really emotional and just like having mood swings. And she happened to write an incredibly relatable song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What was bringing you to tears? Was it your illnesses?
Wait, last week or 2 weeks ago or like.
This guy clearly
or yesterday or like
30 minutes
four days ago.
You know, that time.
Were you in a relationship with somebody?
That when? Now?
Not now.
Not no. Wait, when?
Have you been in a relationship with somebody over the last couple months?
No.
When did you guys break up?
No. First off. Okay, the time I was crying on the beach was solely because of weird medication.
Okay.
And my song.
The time that I was in tears before she showed up to the cookie tasting was because I had somebody, a girl I once talked to was resurfacing.
Oh.
And I was not down for it, but I was losing my mind. Anyways,
I didn't know that.
Well, it's not fun to talk about, and now I'm talking about
it. I was giving you guys my whole... Me and Jones had, like, a therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started getting weird. And Max, as we started talking about, like, things that had nothing to do with what we were just talking about, and Max was like, okay, yeah, I think it's time to go.
Yeah, I just was like, yeah, I
not really personal.
Wait, so this girl started popping up in your life?
Yeah, well, yeah. She just, like, did for, like, 2 days. And I was like, what
Why?
Do you...
Wait, was it the Snapchat girl?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just like every so often she'll just reappear just to make sure that she knows that I'm there.
That's disgusting. You should block her.
Okay, here's my feelings about blocking. I don't block people because I never know when there's an actual emergency and they need me. It's probably something that I should talk to my therapist about.
Yeah, but they have other people to call in an emergency if she's only popping up in your life every few months.
Yeah, if she has an emergency, her.
Also, like, emergency contact ain't going to be you, Max.
Okay.
You probably want it to be, though.
She can call 911.
That's why you keep it unblocked.
No, she's muted and she's like comments restricted. Please. Like I.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Comment. Wow. She can't comment.
She can't comment. Oh, because she used to comment anytime that we were in the same city, and I. Okay. Anyways, guys.
She can't comment on you blocked her from commenting on your.
But she doesn't know it's that ghost comment thing.
Yeah, but then you'll still see it if she does comment.
Yeah, but my friends won't be like, "Why is she commenting on your photos?"
Well, that's good.
Wow. Do you have a therapist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This is like not good for my like people like already think I'm losing my mind.
No.
Okay.
You're not losing your mind. You're just a very unique soul.
Thanks.
You are. Yeah, but you're also, you deserve happiness and you deserve somebody who's going to
and
be there
to
support
you. That.
Totally. And also like you
she knows the full story.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the full story to know that you deserve someone who does what you do for others.
Mm-hmm.
You've given to you, what you give out is really genuinely what you deserve back.
Wow.
And eventually it will happen. And you need to just rid yourself of trash and negativity, because ultimately it's going to always find a way to creep back in and distract you and bring you down for days on end. And you know what you could be doing in the days that it's bringing you down?
Making cookies.
Making cookies,
making money, and maybe finding f-ing love.
Whoa. So, are you texting my mom right now?
Yeah.
Sounds like what she's been saying to me.
Well,
We need to get her, whoever this is, out of your life. I mean, really, not
block.
Like that.
Yeah, okay. Should I block her right now?
Right now, block her.
One sec, I have to get my phone.
This is so much better than FaceTiming Logan Paul.
Yeah, so much better.
Wow. You hear that, Logan? You're not as entertaining as Max and his cookies. Sucks.
Okay, I'm not putting her name up here, but can you just vouch for me that I'm going to do this?
Yeah. Okay. But you have to do it on Instagram, too.
This is a monumental moment.
Block this caller.
Oh, wow, we're blocking a phone number. Phone number's blocked, everybody.
Now let's see Instagram.
Clearly, you know how to navigate the privacy settings and security settings on Instagram. Got the speed dial.
Wow, this is really weird to do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Why
don't you unfollow her?
It's just like, I know she's going to like, it's just such a mind game.
Max, that's why you don't have time for it.
It's not a mind game, because you shouldn't be playing any games with her, because she's literally never going to be a good person.
Yeah, and by the way, she's playing games with you. By unfollowing her, you're not playing games. You're actually tapping out of the game.
Okay.
Now is a time to end the toxic cycles in your life.
There's a setting to say and new accounts they may create.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
It's done.
Whoa! Standing ovation, baby.
Block that.
And this is a new segment. Saying show called Block That.
Wow, you guys may have started something real here.
Oh. Anytime someone starts talking about someone toxic, we're like, should we play? Block that!
Good idea.
And then we sit them on the couch and we pressure them until they rid themselves of this garbage.
Until they trip over the stairs getting so nervous that they're going to have to block this person.
Okay.
Max, wow. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, Thank you. Awesome.
All my friends from New York are like watching this, probably screaming right now.
But by the way,
like, it's not live, but yeah.
Well, then they see it.
They will be watching.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a big deal. I think.
Uh-huh.
Get off your phone.
Okay.
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm good. Guys, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. No, but real talk.
Do you want a cookie?
No, I've eaten too much.
Wait, question. Do you eat your own cookies?
So like I always make a sample one. Okay. So I can literally go like this and make sure that all of the rest of them taste good.
Got it.
But like, I don't like, I have to stop eating them.
Are you sick of the taste yet?
No. No. Like.
But it's like you can't have a billion cookies every
day. Right. I would just like start inflating. Yeah.
Self-control. What is that like?
I don't know. I'll let you know when I figure it out.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
This is a big you came here thinking you were going to bring us cookies, and you're leaving a new man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slide into them DMs, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At Movish.
Okay.
Olivia O'Brien's manager.
He'll feed you cookies.
I mean.
Would you bring cookies into your, you know, hookup situations?
Zach, do you remember what we talked about? On DM.
Well, now you got to share.
Wait, what? Let me go look.
Look, and then you can decide if you want to talk about that.
Whenever it says, read it out loud.
Okay.
Don't even look, just read.
Don't even question it, yeah.
Wow, your picture on here is like really something, Max. Fine.
It was probably at the photo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there it is.
Read it.
So there was something that you posted, and I say understood.
It was a meme. It was a meme.
Oh, yeah, and you said, I'm specifically trying to get a girl that loves emo music with me.
No, it was
You want her to respond to it.
No. Read the meme. You were responding. You can't see it anymore. Yeah. It was a meme I posted that was like, I want like 10,000 hoes and I want them all to be emo.
Yeah. And you were literally talking to one girl.
No, that was on my close friend story. That was like for my friends.
What is this?
But then you responded.
I did. I said understood.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm specifically trying to get a girl that loves emo music with me to respond to this and go out with me. Don't judge me.
Yep.
And I said, Jesus Christmas, I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you.
And then you said, thank you. And then I said, sorry, I dissed your cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrote an email.
Oh, did I not tell you? Anyways, whatever. I brought her cookies and.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The girl?
Mm-hmm.
Did she like them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you hook up afterwards?
I'm not talking about that on here.
Wait, so I'm confused. Hold on. The girl we just blocked on Instagram.
Not that girl.
Oh, it was a different girl.
Different girl.
Yeah. I will tell you that story off camera. It's very disgusting. What happened? What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. We've covered a lot here, friends. You should go see Olivia O'Brien on tour.
I have a great idea. You should sell cookies on every
on tour.
Guys, I have literally like actual work. Like I do.
No, that's what's more important though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, starting your business.
The girl, that one was not the one that I was upset over that we
not
just blocked.
The same person.
Not the same one that I talked to you literally about.
Oh, not the emo girl.
Yeah. No.
Okay, got it.
No.
Oh, so we have other buns in this oven. We have other cookies of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Just one cookie is burnt and in the trash.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Whoa.
Think about it.
Okay.
Go see Olivia O'Brien on tour. There's a link in the description if you want tickets. Dan Zola, you're going to get final thoughts. What do you think?
I think we've covered a lot here.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Cool.
Also, link in the description if you want Max's cookies.
I don't have a website.
He has no website.
Well, link his Instagram.
Yeah.
And you can figure it out.
You can harass him via the direct messages.
Yeah, DM him and say, I want cookies.
But know that you're apparently competing with other celebrities to get these cookies. So
celebrities are always first. You'll be put on a wait list.
I don't do that.
Oh, you treat everybody equally?
I do treat everyone equally.
Max, we're just you.
Guys, I have to. Oh, my mom just responded to. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys.
I have to personally leave.
Olivia O'Brien, everybody. Yay! Hey, beautiful human, thanks for listening to our conversation with Olivia O'Brien. Listen to season one of episodes now if you haven't already, and subscribe to our podcast, share it with those you care about, and please, let us know who you should have on our couch next. At Zach Sang Show on any form of social media. Please be safe, hug your family if you can, and don't go to jail. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Peace and love.